Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Buddy Hield takes a dribble, early shot nice. Up and good, a three. Stops a 6-0 burst by the Rockets and cuts their advantage to two. Hield now with 14 points. Buddy, can you hear us?
I think so.
Okay. First of all, that's a whale of a win. What did you guys do in the second half that opened up the floor for you guys so you could get some good looks and get some shots to go down?
We just play Warrior basketball. You know, we get out in transition. We got some stops we needed. We made some shots, man. And Steph Curry happened. And everybody, that's going to be a team job, man. We just got to stay greedy, stay hungry, and keep building.
How much fun are you having in this series?
Man, it's a lot of fun, man. We love the physicality. I think it's one of the best series going on. They bring it every night, you know, and they're well coached, they're well disciplined, and we love it, man. And it's emotional, and it's fun to compete, man.
What was the key to the second half defense, buddy?
Just get some stops and get out in transition and play our game, and set screens and do what we have to do to execute.
How big was Gary Payton in that fourth quarter?
Gary was big, man. That big three in the corner, he was so huge. And him in the pocket with Steph. One of the best two-man games in the league, you know, and he's the leader of that.
You know, in tonight's game, buddy, you know, what was a key for you? It seemed like you were getting to your spots, and you and Steph were working pretty well together as far as getting some open looks.
I just stayed my ass in the gym. I didn't really left the gym all day. I came last night, came early this morning, came before shoot-around. I stayed my ass in the gym, man. I know this team need me. We out with Ginny. And I got to be able to produce.
Well, you got some good advice. Congratulations. You were 6 of 13 from the field. You have a couple of boards, couple of assists, 17 points in 29 minutes, and you got the win.
Thank you, man. Respect. Love.
Thanks, buddy.
104-93, the final. Warriors with the victory. Here at Chase Center, most of the crowd is filed out. Some are waiting in their seats and celebrating, talking to each other about what they just witnessed. The Warriors in the fourth quarter outscore the Houston Rockets 35-22. They beat the Rockets from 42-33, but they outscore the Rockets in two very important categories. 44-38 in the paint, even though the Rockets had eight more shots there, and they outscored the Rockets 18-11 on second chance points, even though the Rockets had two more shots there.
Yeah, the Warriors were just more efficient in their opportunities, or I guess I should say more opportunistic with their second-chance points. They got rebounds. They finished at a much higher rate than the Rockets did. And the Warriors were really good defensively tonight. They held in fact, the Rockets had 27 in the second quarter. Other than that, they put up 22s. 22 in the first, third, and fourth. So the offense, the defense was really good. It was just when they let the Rockets get going downhill a little bit that they struggled. But if they kept them, I'm curious. The Rockets were, 19 for 48 in the paint, which means they were 15 for 38 outside the paint, which isn't terrible. I mean, outside the paint nowadays. That's actually not too bad. But the defense inside the paint was really good. I thought Draymond did a hell of a job on Şengün. Şengün to the eye was worse than the 7-for-18 that he eventually got. He just didn't have it tonight. He missed a shot that he – well, let's put it this way. He made a shot he should have missed because he banked one in from 13 that had no business going in because it wasn't a bank shot. And then he had a couple that he threw up there that needed, let's just say, a couple kind bounces to get to the bottom of the hole, but I attribute a lot of that to Draymond, and Şengün only 1-for-6 from the line, but the Warriors just battled, just absolutely battled, hung in there, got down 13 at the in the first half, and then managed just to, you know, hit that sprint, that turbo button at the very end of the game, like the last 4 minutes of the game, got themselves up by 9 points. But make no mistake, this was about Steph just putting his imprint on the game and just doing what superstars do. He wasn't going to be denied, but it couldn't be just him. The Warriors bench had 17 points in the fourth quarter, led by 11 with Gary Payton got 11. So that was absolutely massive. It's just a good team victory, and, you know, every game's going to be like this. Every game just be an absolute grinder, and you're just going to have to hope that you can grind your way through it, stay close, and then put on a burst at the end.
Well, GP2 was so good in the fourth quarter, and I thought one of the things they did once they went away from the Twin Towers look and they had Şengün out there was have Draymond handle, and that took Şengün away from the bucket.
Yep.
And when Payton would get free, he could get squeeze around defenders and, you know, slice his way to the rim. And that to me, I thought was a huge, you know, strategic adjustment the Warriors made, and GP2 made it work.
Yep. He made the right
really
reads.
Good.
Right? He
really
made the
good.
Right reads. Let me take it until somebody stops me. They don't stop me. I'm going to take it. And I think he feels like, hey, I have the athleticism and the hops that once I get around the rim, I can score. I don't even care if there's a center there or not. I can get it done.
The bench outscored the Rockets bench 42-28. They had 17 in the fourth quarter. And Buddy Hield, our post-game guest, was really good. Moses Moody didn't have the best game. Hit a big shot, though, to give the Warriors the lead in the second half. And then Steph. I mean, 2 points after the first quarter, 34 the rest of the way, and ends up with 36, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds. So, crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't great from three, but he wasn't terrible. I mean, 5 for 13, that's probably, I don't know, 37, 38%, right around there, 12 for 23. But then you look at the points and the shots. It was 36 points on 23 shots because he got to the free throw line 8 times and hit 7 of those to go along with 7 rebounds, 9 assists. So, look, they place a heavy burden on him, and even more so when Jimmy Butler's not on the court and wasn't going to be for the entirety of the game. This is what guys like that do. This is why they are guys like they're talked about, you know, top 10, 15, 20, whatever. They're just all-time guys, and they're able to elevate their game, know what the team needs, and if the team needs everything, they just go out there and give them everything. I'll give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a lot of that. And I mean, they're targeting him every single time, and he still managed to get 36 points. On 23 shots. I mean, that's Steph Curry.
It is. It
sounds cliche to say it, but that's just why he is who he is.
Why he's a superstar.
Yep, absolutely.
Draymond finishes with 8 boards, 4 assists, 3 block shots. And Quentin Post, 12 boards. Most he's had any game in his career, but of course, shortened career this year. 4 assists. They were all big early. You know, he battled in there. It wasn't a perfect game for him, but he battled in there and did a nice job. By the way, Monday, game 4, that's a 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip here at Chase, presented by Chase Freedom, and there will be a game 5, as we know. That's going to be on April the 30th at Houston, 4 o'clock with the airtime, 4:30. So your drive home with the Dubs on Wednesday night. Any thoughts?
They may load manage me for game 5. I'm not sure.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, we won't.
Stop it. Shut
up, RC.
We're already load managing RC, you know?
I told him he can go if he wants to.
Yeah.
They won't know the difference.
Now, final thoughts is...
Well, you guys got the same hairstyle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
we do.
Hairstylist.
We do. Height, a little bit different.
Yeah.
A little bit different. Final thought is this is... the same game we've seen for about 7 straight games now, where there's not a ton of scoring. It's tight. Don't expect a bunch of bursts. And just hope you can hang in there and then make more plays than the other team does at the end. And that was tonight, because outside of Steph and Gary Payton in the fourth, I tried to think of a Rocket who I thought had a nice night offensively before I looked down at the stat sheet. And then I said, well, Van Vliet did the first 5 minutes. Other than that, I don't know that anybody really did much for them offensively. You know, it was a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but most guys weren't super efficient. So I looked down, and there it was. Thompson, 16 field goal attempts. 11 points, that's not efficient. Brooks was fairly efficient, 13 on 8 shots, but that's not enough volume to really hurt you. Şengün, 18 field goal attempts. 15 points. Green, 11 field goal attempts, 9 points. Van Vliet, 14 for 17, not bad, but again, a lot of that was early. And what you're seeing with the Rockets is a bunch of guys. Adams was pretty good, 2 shots, 8 points, that'll work. But a bunch of guys who actually had less points in their field goal attempts. So the Warriors' defense was really, really good tonight. And they hung in there. They kept taking the shot and said, okay, let's just at some point we're going to get this right. And what they got right, I thought, was Gary Payton setting the screener rolls, getting the ball in the pocket, and then making a decision. And the decision was to score. I don't know that he even had an assist. He had one. But for the most part, it was just score because that's what they were giving him. So I mean, he was so good in that fourth quarter. I thought that's really kind of what turned the tide for the Warriors and gave him a little breathing room.
There you go.
Because there wasn't a lot of breathing room to be had in this game. And there hasn't been a whole lot of breathing room to be had in this series.
Series, yes. If you breathe, you're breathing on somebody in this series.
Man.
Everybody's been so close to each other this series.
And don't expect anything different Monday.
Nope.
Going to be the same.
Going to be a grind. And, of course, Warriors.com and the Warriors social media platforms will have updates, I'm sure, on Jimmy Butler over the rest of the weekend. So there you go.
Enjoy your Sunday.
Yeah, enjoy your Sunday.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit around, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't. No golf on. I mean, there's basketball. I'll watch the Laker game for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do?
Your stamp collection?
Excuse me? What'd you just say? Did you say stamp collection?
Yeah.
What is that? Do I have a big sign that says nerd like behind me that I don't notice? I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I apologize to all stamp collectors. It's Tolbert, T-O-L-B-E-R-T.
Oh, man.
Oh, bring it to me.
Yeah.
Bring me all your
just
stamp.
Just kill our stamp
Bring me
demographic.
All your stamp collection nerds. Bring them to me. Let's go. They know what they know they are. Oh, come on. You know you're nerds. I mean, come on. Everybody's looking at me like, wait, are we kidding somebody here? Am I breaking news? I'm not breaking any news. You know what? There is hockey on tomorrow.
There's hockey.
I'm gonna
on
watch
tomorrow.
A little. I haven't watched really any hockey, so I'm gonna watch some basketball, watch some hockey, and maybe go for a walk, and that's about it.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
They barbecue something if it isn't too chilly out there.
You go.
I'll be over.
Yeah. It's been a little
everybody
bit chilly.
Coming over.
Chilly.
It was. It's chilly today.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta get out. I gotta close the window.
Ooh, chili, make chili.
Yeah, that seems like effort. That seems like more effort than I want to give tomorrow. Well, I already did that yesterday.
DoorDash you some chili.
Look, as much as I like our sponsors, DoorDash, I can't do it every night. I gotta do. I might cook tomorrow. Maybe I'll break something out. Do a little chicken marsala or something like that.
Ooh,
but
there you go.
Yeah, I could do chili, but the chili season's almost over. Because the chili season's winter when it's cold. And I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
We will not have updates on Tom's progress over the weekend. So
we will not.
We will have maybe report on Monday.
Can't wait.
All right, man.
Looking forward to it, Tim.
It'll be fun.